since 1982. But to me, this is the least specific map of any of the ones we've looked at. And even with it, if you count the blocks, as the mayor was saying, we're in the block south of the CF, not the CF block itself. As for the deed, if there's a concern about a deed restriction, the place where you get that remedy is at the courthouse, not here. That's not relevant to what we're doing here today. But even if it was, what it reads is, this conveyance is for open space, park, recreational, and other public and municipal purposes. Other public and municipal purposes are covered by what's happening here. Under the law, the city can do a P3. They're following the rules. Mr. Morales, I'm not going to like this part. I'll go back to my days working in the city of Parkland, where we would have these community agreements, and we would pay a lot of money. And it would say the city could use it for any public or municipal purpose. And I assure you, those purposes were extremely broad.
Well, no, just yes, the deed restriction cannot be part of your consideration.
Thank you for the clarification.
So really, I think this is the key map. This is the map that was adopted, the entire map adopted by ordinance by the county commission in 2017, and it's never been changed, other than I believe the staff went in a direction that they shouldn't have gone, which is looking at the city maps, which were never reliable. And besides, the county map is supreme. The city map has to be consistent with the county map, not the other way around. Thank you for your help, for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Mealy. I'm going to open up to council discussion. I want to defer to the mayor. Mayor?
Okay, well, thank you all. Welcome to the city of Hollywood. We certainly, like every other city in Broward County, have items that we consider. And over the past 5 years, this has been an item that we've considered. There's been, as Steve mentioned, a lot of public comment, a lot of course, discussion. And we had gone through, as a legislative body, all that you expect and know that a city does as it considers land use in the city and particular projects. And I'll just say for the record, the supermajority of the city had chosen to legislatively pursue this item, which brings us forward today for the clarification regarding the land use aspect of it. And of course, all of us want to make sure that as commissioner,
supermajority of your
city commission, yeah, consecutively over three different commissions over the years after elections and what have you.
Thank you.
And this had become an item. But as you can see, of course, there's residents who, of course, are diehard about this. And I appreciate their desires for the area that they want to see. Appreciate the community uses. We all love community uses and use them all the time. And because the project was mentioned, I'll just has to be known that community use is part of this project that we're not going to talk about. But there's a community center there, oceanfront, more resilient, et cetera. Putting that aside, you know, Commissioner Furr mentioned trust in the council. And I think you all would agree that trust in our council means that despite emotional and popular sentiment, popular in that people are here, it's not to say that, you know, the whole 150,000 people of Hollywood have been spoken for on this. There have been elections and everyone's been reelected. So with regards to trust in the council, I think the most important part that we need to uphold that keeps us true to the integrity of the purpose of this council is to make sure that we follow the Broward County Land Use Plan. I don't think that can be disputed by anybody. We're bound by that. We're not the city of Hollywood. It's not, you know, the legislative decision of this body to decide a project, but rather apply the land use code as we see it adopted in 2017, which happens to be on the screen right now. And we're talking about the Starrett property, which, like every other property to the south, all the nine blocks, is very specifically and accurately depicted in brown, which is RM25. The genesis of the RM25 designation for this property was because, as we saw in 1977, everything was RM50 even. So at some point, the city went to RM25. Yes, there was a lawsuit with the Summit Tower owner, which wanted 800 plus units under the old land use code. They ended up settling with the city on the 800 plus units that would be built on the parts that they kept. But in the end, they only built about 580. The Summit is roughly 580 units. So just for the board's general knowledge, even with these 111 units that are left in this particular parcel, you're still under the 800 that was contemplated in the settlement back in the day. So I want the board to feel good about that, that we're staying true to what the agreed to ultimate density of this entire area was to be since the 1970s. And so add to that a lot of discussion about the settlement agreement and the deed. Since that is was discussed in public comment, I just do want to mention that there were two parcels that were transferred to the city as part of this, part of the settlement. One was the A parcel that's east of the big block in brown, east of the Summit Towers, and then there was this particular 1301 parcel. And in the settlement, I think it's important for the board to know, because you want to feel like you're making the right true decision, true to the decisions of the 1970s and what have you. There are two specific paragraphs, and maybe Dennis has a copy of it. I don't know it verbatim, but it referenced the parcel to the east of the Summit, and that's that parcel, they called it, in their words, a total dedication. And then they referenced the 1301 parcel, which has the more expansive language, in the minutes of the commission meeting discussing this item, and Dennis, you might have a copy. You go ahead and read it. The commissioner asked, well, what can we do with this particular parcel? And Dennis, what are the exact words that the minutes contain?
The exact words are, the 3-acre site, which includes the pavilion, would be dedicated to the public for whatever the commission wishes.
For whatever the commission wishes, okay? That was the legislative intent of us accepting as a city the property, for whatever the commission wishes. You know, fast forward to today, and we wish to have a combined community use with a new community center through a P3, that also includes and retains the RM25 land use that this property had. And mind you, this property and the pavilion and the community center that we're talking about was the sales center for the Summit. Even before the Summit buildings were built, this was the sales center. So yes, it was part of the private property that was the sales center and continued on. And so it always was RM25, and in the county plan through to the binding land use plan that has been adopted, 2017, it is clearly with GIS accuracy, you know, RM25. There's no questioning the RM25 coloring and accuracy of the blocks. I think GIS actually provides clarification to the confusing 1989 map, okay? But even when you take a look at the 1989 map, there are 9 blocks south of the CF that are shown there to be still RM25. And in the 2017 map, there are still 9 blocks below the 1301 block that are RM25. So it's consistent that when you count the blocks, 1989, even with its CF on top, is consistent with the adopted 2017 Broward County land use map. Now, mind you, the blue there that you see there on top is Harry Berry Park. That remains. That's not part of, you know, the item before us. The block that we're concerned with is south of that, which is the sales center building and a parking lot, which will continue to be so, a community center. And so let me just continue on real quick to see if I found it important. It was mentioned that A1A is 2 lanes and it's a sensitive little road. Actually, in front of this property, it's 3 lanes on each direction. It's really, really wide. And I think I covered all the items. And so in the end, you know, fellow board members, it's clear that under Florida law and the hierarchy of how we are to govern ourselves with what controlling law is and not emotion, is that the controlling law is the adopted land use plan. That can't be disputed. Andy agreed, and that's said to be. Now, what's before us is that, you know, despite the clear land use plan showing RM25, you know, the brown color, which was adopted, and the map is a legislative document similar to the ordinance, and is binding on us, even where, you know, in Florida law or customary land use practice, you could take a look at Scrivener's errors and decide, hey, wait a second, is my map right or wrong? The Scrivener's errors can't supersede the hierarchy that's required to actually change a designation. If you're going to change it from RM25 through a Scrivener's error to community use, then you need to bring an amendment based on the Scrivener's error and correct your land use plan. Here we are since 2017 all the way through today. There's never been a land use plan amendment that corrected the Scrivener's error, even if it was found. All right, so what are we left with? We're left with a controlling legal document, the 2017 land use plan, that is clear to be RM25, which is right there, and that's a copy of it. And so, again, referencing from 1977, the map is clearly RM50. 1989, you count the blocks. This particular block is under the CF, and even in the county land use plan, it continues to be in 2017 through GIS, it continues to be RM25. Now, the city maps, according to the hierarchy of Florida law, they don't control at all the land use plan. In fact, the Broward County Charter says specifically that the county land use plan controls. So anytime you want to change to the land use plan, county land use plan, the adopted plan, you have to do it through an amendment. You can't do it through an administrative correction, that you can't administratively actually change and reduce the land use of a property. And so, you know, with that, I think it's pretty clear that we're governed by the 2017 land use plan adopted. It's the most recent one, and that it is RM25, as we see here on the map, through GIS technology. And so with that, I'll move for the board discussion a motion to approve the interpretation of this item consistent with the 2017 land use plan, which clearly shows RM25.
There's two choices there, so we have to go to the specific choices we have to go from. So you're looking at choice number two.
Correct? Right, the city's interpretation to be consistent with the 2017 land use plan.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask for a second for discussion.
A second puts it on discussion doesn't mean it's the final answer, so I will second.
Thank you, Mayor Gomez. We have a motion and a second to basically approve Hollywood's version. Further discussion? Mayor Castillo.
Yes.
Was that Mayor Ryan?
Yes, sir. I'm going to defer to the day first, then I'd like to.
You're welcome to go, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, and I apologize for what sounds like feedback. Ms. Blake Boy, you've heard the presentation of Mr. Mealy and the presentation of Mayor Levy outlining not only the history but the legal issues. Does staff still stand by its interpretation?
Yes. No, yes, the staff stands by the revised interpretation. You know, as we've discussed here, the generalized nature of this map, and in staff's opinion, we did not change the configuration of the map. It's like I kept saying, medium high 25, rec and open space community, medium high 25. However, I understand the city's point that the representation, graphic representation that was on the map shows that. So I don't disagree with that point, but I disagree with the location of the community use.
Thank you.
Mr. Andy, let me ask you this. There's been a legal issue raised that if there's to be a correction, it can't be done for a Scrivener's error, but rather it must be through an amendment. What's your position on that, Doug?
It would be my position that I think it's generally correct if you're going to be changing the land use, as the mayor aptly pointed out, you do it through an ordinance. Chapter 163 tells you exactly how to do it. But if the situation here, and it's disputed, the underlying facts are disputed, but staff acted based upon its view that the streets in question, and it's a matter of, it's not things disappearing, it's just where they move up and down based upon the location of the streets. If that does not reflect the underlying ordinances that created all of this, and it's a clerical error in the interpretation of, in the representation that of the actual ordinances adopted, in essence, it did not get translated into the map correctly, that can be corrected by a Scrivener's error. Because it's not like you're just doing something anew. You're just making the map reflect what happened what the legislature did. And so that would be the basis for the staff's action in this particular case. Now, obviously, Dennis is already up, and he's got there are you know, whether the underlying is correct is another issue. I also point out that the maps themselves recognize that they are, you know, some say they're approximations. They use all kinds of language. It's for that reason that the applicant sought a confirmation from the Planning Council in the first place. They went to him because, you know, we just want to make sure that our reading of the map, et cetera. And it's correct. The mayor point, you know, that shows it on a 2017 map. He's not imagining it. So but they asked for that because these maps are just kind of graphic representations of lots of things, and just takes being off one or two streets to create a new situation. Now, so we feel that that's Scrivener's error. It's up to this board to determine whether that was correct, whether you feel comfortable with correcting in this particular vein to that extent based upon what the planning staff found. But yes, I do believe there is, as long as it's true to that concept.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, do you want to add something?
I do. Thank you. So we've talked about the Scrivener's error, and I'm not going to get into whether you can amend the map for the Scrivener's error or not, because it's been my practice that if I'm going to disagree with your lawyer, you can listen to your lawyer, not me. So I'll take a different point. I think we've shown that this was always 25 units an acre, except when it was 50 units an acre in 1977. And I don't see how you can look at this map, which has got a lot of detail, and then tell me you'd rather look at this map, because this has nothing. But even if you look at it and you count the blocks, like the mayor said, we are still the block south of the CF, not the CF.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Ryan. Mayor
Castillo. Mr. Mayor. Mr.
You, Mayor yes, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
What's really the consequence here?
Well,
if the council backs the significant effort and analysis of staff, from your perspective, what's the consequence?
You mean as compared to the significant analysis for me? I'm sorry, just a little levity. The difference is, if the determination is that the city of Hollywood is correct, then there is not a county land use plan map amendment required, because the property is already 25 units an acre. There would have been a land use map amendment required with the larger land area we had in the beginning, because it included property that wasn't 25 units an acre. But now that the footprint of the property has been reduced and the number of units has been reduced, we don't need a county land use map amendment. That's the difference.
Thank you.
But you would otherwise.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No further questions at this time. I'll reserve.
Correct. The
right.
answer is yes.
That's correct. We would Thank otherwise.
Thank you. Ms. Greenberg.
I have a question. So all the maps going back and forth, my eyes were going haywire, so I had to bring up my trusty Google Maps. I'm looking at Azalea Terrace on the north side, and just below it, what is built there? Just south of Azalea Terrace on the map that you guys interpreted?
Oh, the community center where the Red Star is. We're talking about
right.
the 1301 site.
Yes.
On the 1301 site, there's currently a community center constructed there.
So that would be generally considered a community facility.
Yes, and I would add, because Dennis is going to stand up and say it, community uses are permitted in just about every category except for conservation and recreation.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, point well taken. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Excellent. I have Mayor Castillo, then Mayor Hardin.
I just want to take a moment to commend staff and the City of Hollywood for an excellent presentation.
Agreed.
Not just in terms of the content, but also in terms of the respectful tone that that has been carried out here. I am very, very proud. of how this matter was brought before us, and I want to thank everybody. I've been on this committee now for 20 years. I can't recall, Andy, one of these ever coming up quite like this one.
Not like this. We've done them before.
This is, in my opinion, something that's sort of first impression. Something as basic as maps is not something that I think this council has presided over in that time. And the arguments that have been made are so well put forward that I don't know how to do justice to this except to allow that process to continue. The legal merits of this, it seems to me, based on Andy's direction to us about the maps, are outside of and above our pay grade as a commission, and so as a council. And so I think that in order to do justice to the city of Hollywood, in order to do justice to what our role is, which is to sit in judgment of the merits of this matter, given everything that we've heard and the persuasion of both points of view, which strike me as being honestly arrived to by two entities that are equally capable of interpreting facts, is to let the process go forward and to support staff's interpretation. I don't think that we can take any other course, in my view, fairly. And I have to say, however this turns out, I wouldn't be surprised, because I think that both arguments are very compelling.
Mayor Hardin.
Thank you, Chair. Just Ms. Blake Boyd, would it be fair to say that this issue would not be before us had it not been for the questions from the City of Hollywood staff concerning their map?
First concerning our map and then concerning their map. Yes, that when we issued the first interpretation in 2021, if it had not been brought to our attention to dig deeper in this, because as I said during the presentation, the configuration side by side look the same when you're comparing the Hollywood map and the county map, side by side. So the configuration looked the same visually, and the level of detail. So if we hadn't been alerted to that, you're exactly right. This may have proceeded, and who knows when we may recognize that we thought there was an inconsistency. Maybe that would have been the recertification of the local map. You know, I don't know.
That's right. So it was not on our radar at all to look right at this.
We don't know until we know as staff. I mean, we come across things, and just a little bit about Scrivener's errors, that, you know, this isn't something that's highly unusual. Things are brought to our attention on a fairly regular basis, or we identify things as we're going through different processes, a plat or, a land use confirmation, an acreage determination, things come to our attention, adjacent right-of-way, boundaries, the built environment, how that's been modified since 1977, 1989, 2017, all of these things. So we don't know until we know there's a problem, because it's a generalized map, right? So unless it's brought to our attention through review of something else or by an agent, applicant, city, we don't know.
And so, granted, you don't know what you don't know, but had this not been discovered, and I know we're not talking about a project, but had this not been discovered and a project was built based upon the county's map, because, I mean, the city could have gone ahead and changed their map to match yours, and then it wouldn't have really
evolved. And it would have had to have been recertified by the Planning Council, so we would have an application, and I don't know if it would have been identified at that time, right? It could have been, but it could have been recertified, and it could have proceeded with the construction of medium high 25. And there would be no conversation today.
The city did, just to point out, the city did pass on first reading pending this item for second reading to transmit the, or to pass the correction of the city's map from community to the RM25 to be consistent. So
that was already considered.
Yeah, the city had formally done that and it passed with a supermajority, 5-2, just about a month or two ago.
Thank you for clarifying.
December.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Harden. Councilmember Horland.
Thank you, Chair. Mayor Castillo, I don't know how you saw my notes across the dais, but you stated most of what I had written down, so I won't reiterate that. I do believe that both sides have done a masterful job and a very thoughtful job in presenting this to us today, but I do want to address something on the record, Chair. Mr. Mealy, first, thank you for your opening comments. You are a gentleman, sir, and I appreciate the way you opened this today. Because our backup material is part of the public record, I feel compelled to address, I had a real issue with the October 2025 letter because I feel that an assertion was made in that letter that was not based on any factual evidence that I saw that our executive director, Barbara Blake Boyd, changed that map due to public pressure. I think we have to be careful about assertions like that and conjecture when it could be seen as besmirching someone's professional reputation. And in this government arena and everything that we do and sitting on this council, I know a few people that possess the integrity of our executive director and the professionalism of the staff, and it's been said here, and I just wanted to make that part of the public record. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think we will all agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
We'll do
our best. Thank you, Councilmember Horland. Mayor Gomez.
Good afternoon, everybody. I agree wholeheartedly with Mayor Castillo's comments and Councilmember Horland's comments about the staff and the way that this has been handled. So I thank you all for that. And I'll warn everybody right now, I'm going to step on the third rail for all of you. Okay? Yeah, it is what I do. There's a question that was brought up about the ordinance, a statement made that the ordinance is what controls and the map is just a picture. I have not seen the ordinance. If I've missed it, I apologize. Does the ordinance have specifics within it? Anything that a survey would be able to line item out from? Any graphics within it that would help? Or does it just say, this area will have this, this, and this?
So when that ordinance was adopted by the county commissions, we'll talk about the 2017 map. It's a very straightforward ordinance. There is no specification for properties. There were no modifications at that time. The only modifications to the map was the readoption of the legend, non-residential change throughout the county and activity centers. So there's no specific, there's an 8.5 by 11 or a digital copy of this map attached to that ordinance.
It's part of the legislative
right.
document.
Right.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, well, Dennis will say it before, but the point he is making is that that was a legislative act when you adopt that map that way. And so we should not underestimate what that is. That is adopting the map. Our point is the underlying facts. It's not like we said, well, we don't like that color. We're going to move it someplace else. You know, that's not what occurred here. Now, this is a tough question that's presented to you folks on that because of the inaccuracy. But I'll let Dennis speak. But
Mr. Miller.
Mayor Gomez, I asked a similar question when Barbara and Andy and I met because we know that in these land use plans there are tables, right? How many acres do you have of one unit per acre? How many acres do you have of five unit per acre? The problem is this site is so small and Hollywood is so big, you couldn't really look at those tables and decide one way or the other way it was. So you have to rely on the map because that's the only thing there is. Because the ordinance, the wording of the ordinance doesn't tell you of the 270-some thousand acres of Broward County that these 3 acres are brown or whatever they are.
Thank you.
The map does.
I'm sorry?
The map does.
The map does, absolutely. That's why we keep putting it on the screen.
Thank you, Mayor.
Right, so we're kind of circular because the ordinances, the maps are based on ordinances and the graphics in the maps or the intent of the ordinance, right? So you see that this is really squirrely. I have heard what the residents are saying here, and I get it. as a person who is the mayor of a city, I do feel many of the comments here are based on the site plan, the final results, and things that are outside the perspective of what we are here to discuss today and decide. As far as using this body as a tool to fix a Scrivener's error, I'm not comfortable with that. That's not, we don't have that proof. So when I do a Scrivener's affidavit for something in my job, some days I pretend to be an attorney too, it's a name change. It's a, you know, there's something specific. There was a number that was out of order. There was specific that you can attach to it to know what that Scrivener's error is. I don't feel I have that base with what we have seen. I agree that cities can make it much more strict, and we're not here for whatever the city has decided to do with its parcel. It's for the Broward County map. From what I see, we're also supposed to be using technology to help us, and I don't see that the technology that is before us is being used in a negative sense. I think, look, I'm the one who says I wish I had my BlackBerry back, okay? So I am the most antiquated person possible here. But I do think using the science that is put the maps before us to show the charts, to me, says the decisions that were made up to 2017 on those maps, which was approved through Broward Next, approved by this body, whether you were on the body or not, is actually the maps that we need to go through. And if there is anything further, I would think that it would go through another process, not for us. So despite, there's complete trust in the Broward County Planning Council staff. You guys are amazing. You do a phenomenal job. I don't think this is about respect at all. I respect you so very much. All of you do a wonderful job. Everybody is entitled to have a lot of paperwork before them, a lot of things that are confusing before them, and make a decision based on what you made the decision at the time you were making it. But I think bringing everything forward to today and having everything out here now and having the assistance of the technology shows that the decision made in 2017, in my mind, was the right map. And that I don't think if I personally go against the recommendation of the Planning Council and keeping the interpretation that was made by the Planning Council staff, that every single thing that you've ever made a decision on and recommended to us will be overturned. This isn't a murder row case, you know? This is important. It's extremely important because where you live and where you play and all the decision made are based on that are important. But I don't think if there was an error or is an error, that everything else will ruin the trust and belief in the foundation of the Broward County Planning Council staff. So please know that I feel the preponderance of the evidence, if we're going that route, does show that what was up to 2017 is the right map.
Thank you, Mayor Gomez. I've got school member Zeman, and then I have Commissioner Newbold, and Mayor Levy will chime in again.
Thanks, Chair.
We just lost audio again.
I didn't say anything important. Don't worry about it.
it's back now. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. School board member Zeman.
Fascinated by the third
technology
rail causes the microphone to explode. So thanks a lot, Mayor, with that. This is, you know, from a school board perspective, this is such a wonderful meeting. You know, good order and discipline. Thank you, Chair. And the decorum has been wonderful, and I appreciate the way that we've done this. This is a big issue, and it's, you know, clear as mud to a lot of people. But I think that at the end of the day, as Mayor Castillo and others have said, this may be way above our pay grade, you know, in the sense that nobody voted us onto this Broward Planning Council. We're not beholden to any voters here. We're beholden to our school board seat or a mayor seat or a commission seat and others. And others are just appointed to this and are here to do all the right thing. But the way that this becomes clear to me is that there's really only two choices here. And one is the end and one is the beginning. And the beginning one is to accept staff's recommendation and say, we know the county commission can get this next. And I just want to be clear, Chair, if we accept the staff's recommendation today, the city of Hollywood can take that decision, bring it to Commissioner Fisher, Commissioner Beam Furr, and others, and ask for a different interpretation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So to me, that's what makes this clear, is that I understand your view, and I respect Mayor Levy's view, and I respect the speaker's views, all that. But when you don't have enough information to really make a clear decision, and when you have one way that doesn't end the road and one way which does, I like it to go to the people that are paid to make these kinds of decisions, which are our county commissioners. I am persuaded by, unlike Mayor Gomez, the idea that our staff, at the end of the day, is neutral in the party. And I respect the position that they're in. And to me, that allows that neutrality deserves some additional respect. And I just, you know, it's a different way to look at the same problem, but all ways are good ways. So, Chair, if it would be, how do you plan to proceed toward resolving this issue? Are you just going to put this up for a straight line vote?
There's a motion on the floor and a second on the floor already to basically go with Hollywood's version of this. That is the motion on the floor already.
Were that motion to be rejected, then would that conclude this issue?
Legally speaking,
no. Go ahead, Andy. Andy, put your microphone on, please.
27. Oh, that would be a failed motion. So that would, at that point, you haven't taken action yet.
Yes. Terrific. I'd like to make a substitute motion, Chair. I'd like to move that we adopt the Broward County Planning Council staff.
Point of order, we can't make a substitute motion before a motion has failed.
Right? Absolutely, we can.
Yeah, but then what happens? Hold on.
Andy?
Mr. Martis, could you weigh in here, please?
Yeah. The motion has not been seconded
yet. It has seconded.
Oh, it has been seconded yet. The substitute motion would then take precedent over it.
Correct. Mr. Chair? Hold up. Go ahead. Mr. Mayor Castillo, hold on.
So we're governed by Robert's rule?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. A substitute motion
would take precedence.
Would take precedence.
Yes.
Then he could make a second substitute motion, and that would be the final one.
Yeah.
He's likely to reiterate his original motion. So it really is this stuff of substitute motions really, and I say this with great respect, but I've been stuck in that place because of Robert's rule. So
one wonders how they came up with what Robert came up with this, but
I've been looking for Roberts for years.
So.
Dr. Zima, if we can continue discussion, and then we can...
You hear it, if it fails, you bring up yeah. The motion.
And it's only two substitute motions. Is that okay with you, Dr. Zima, that we continue this discussion, and then if it fails, we bring up the new motion?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I have a different understanding of the way Roberts works than other people on this board, but I trust that we'll go through this motion, and then there'll be another motion thereafter.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, I've got Commissioner Newbold.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify the what's in question is the half, the line, the half of the street.
So on the red star on the map, if I can, the red star on the map is the 1301 South Ocean Drive parcel. And on this map that you see before you, it has a medium high 25 designation. The city of Hollywood is asking for a formal interpretation that medium high 25 designation be maintained on that parcel, as staff made an interpretation January 25th, 2023, that parcel is designated community use on the Broward County Land Use Plan. So the city of Hollywood, not to speak for them, would like to maintain the medium high 25 mm-hmm. designation instead of the community use that the Planning Council staff interpreted based on the additional information and resources presented earlier.
Right, after all the discovery, after you discovered that was a Scrivener's error and everything.
Right. In our opinion, it was a Scrivener's error and a shift in the streets. That's why there's been so much discussion about streets and location.
Okay. And I heard what Mayor Castillo and Council
Member Horman has said, as well as my other colleagues, which I do agree with, as far as making that final decision here, because, and one reason I think it needs to be made clear, very clear, because we never know years down the road, an owner of whatever that piece is actually owned by, it will be discovered, and it'll just, it'll, I just think it'll be more, it'll be beneficial for everyone to get this clarified in the right, but, you know, in front of the right eyes, the right body that, they say this is above our pay grade, in front of those people that are able to make the determination for where this property is, you know, where the boundaries are.
Just to say this whole thing about above our pay grade, right. I'm just going to jump in right here. Because we were put on this board for our expertise. If we don't feel like we should make these decisions, we probably shouldn't be on this board, quite frankly. I just have to be perfectly honest, because that's not a good thing to keep putting on the
board. Okay.
Nothing, this is not above our pay grade. This is not above my pay grade. I can tell you that much.
My reference was to making the legal determination.
Yes. That is.
We are here in judgment of a map. There are legal arguments to be made, and I believe those are above our pay grade.
That may be true. I just wanted to put on the record that we are here and have been appointed to this commission for our expertise. So
that's good.
Thank you. Commissioner Newbold.
And you're right. I understand that. I just want to make sure that going forward is all cleared up. And there's nothing like making sure we have clarity, because why not, if we can get the clarity that we need so that it could prevent any issues going forward? Because right now, to be honest, I'm dealing with things that happened from an old map years ago from land, from homeowners, where it's owned, this property is owned by the city, but they're arguing, saying, no, they own it. But when you dig up these old maps, prior owners went and changed, you know, they did a whole bunch of changing. And I just think right now it's best to get the clarification to prevent any fuzziness going forward.
Did you have a clarification, Mr. Mealy?
I do. Dennis Mealy on behalf of the City of Hollywood. The City of Hollywood acquired this block in 1974. The first Broward County land use map was 1977. So the city has owned it the entire time.
Thank you. Good. Commissioner Newbold? Yep. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought, were you finished there, or do you have some?
No, I just want to err on the side of making sure we have clarity on where the boundaries are, and that makes sure that there's no issues going down, going forward. If staff saw that there was some type of error, I think it just needs to be confirmed.
Thank you. Mayor Harden and Mayor Levy? No. Oh, actually, I have Mayor Levy, then Mayor Harden. Excuse me.
So if I might help here, I know the discussion is about a Scrivener's error, and that the council staff believes, after looking at the previous maps and the city maps, that the adopted 2017 county land use plan has a Scrivener's error. But I just want to challenge, or at least ask the board to look at the factual comparison between what we do have are the two most recent maps, are 2017, which is right above us here. And if you notice, there are 9 blocks that are RM25, that are brown, before you get to the blue, which is Harry Berry Park, okay? So including the property in question, which has the red star, if you count that block starting at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, down to Jasmine Terrace, okay? 9 physical blocks. Now, if someone could please put the 1989 map up, which is totally consistent, by the way. Let's start at CF, which is Harry Berry Park, and count to see if there's an equal 9 blocks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 blocks under the CF here that are, you know, shown in lines. And there are also 9 blocks in the 2017 map that show RM25. So in both maps, the CF, the Harry Berry Park public property, is north of the block in question. The 9 blocks. So we're block number 9. CF here is above block number 9. And in 2017, if you go back to that map,